Thanks for joining us. Hollywood Bets Grayville on the potty, one of my favourite surfaces on the Monday. I had an aunt who was passionate for the game. Lovely woman she was. She used to sit and go through the card, newspaper, and the race card. And when she came across a tricky race, she used to say, "Hold the candle, George, while I shave the chicken's legs." And when I first looked at this card, that was my opinion, first blush. But once I got deeper into it, I like some roughies on the program. So let's hope it's a good day. Don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge, brought to you by Hollywood Bets, centivising the punters. And we know the story on Saturday, Hollywood Bets Grayville. There were 10 winners, 10 punters each receiving 50,000. Imagine that. 10 punters, 50,000 rand apiece. The old story, we don't even know about a packet of crisps and a Coke. But there you go. 50,000 to 10 punters. Top division. And Hollywood are back on this meeting on the Monday. They've got the guaranteed 10 grand for the top 20 on the leaderboard. And they've also got the progressive jackpot, which is over 2 million. Okay, so we're going with some roughies on this program. Let's go and have a look at the first race. Now, race one, you've got Elusive Dream at 2.86 to 1. There's nothing between them, yeah. Montresor, who was my first choice at 3.03 to 1. That was my first choice when going through the selection. I'm now a little bit concerned about the distance here, to be honest, over a mile. This, by the way, is the Catch KZN Racing via live streaming on www.gallop.co.za. Don't forget about Gallop TV for all your KZN racing. So this is for the fillies and mares. So a question mark about the mile for Montresor. Also at 3.03 to 1, you've got Bell Starbuster, and the younger Mialoa is at 3.03 to 1. A horse I've brassed in the past, actually, is Bell Starbuster, but I'm starting to lean towards that one in the first. But I think in the buy pot, you want to put at least two in there, hopefully to see you through safely. Once again, we'll have the selections at the end, but not incredibly exciting for me is the first on the program. Race two, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel. This is an apprentice handicap, merit rated 75 over the 1,700 metres. The appeal, one thing about the appeal, very consistent, tends to run on strongly, does the appeal. 2.27 to 1. Six Naval Secret is at 3.03 to 1. www.hollywoodbets.net is our reference. We've got Arrows Mark at 5 to 1. I see Walton Hall has eased out from 5.56 to 1 to 6.25 to 1. 48 kgs. Looks to be on a competitive mark now, does Walton Hall. Must have a chance at the weights, that's for sure. So I give Walton Hall a shout to maintain form, hopefully, in the second. The third, Phillies and Mares 65 handicap, over the distance here of 1,900 at 130. Now, you've got the two-year-old who's a weak favourite. There's nothing between them. By the way, Gypsy Magic, you can put a line through, and that will not be running the 13 on the card. This race, I like a horse who is at a price. 12.5 to 1 a win, and a placing is just over 16 to 10. The horse is called Diamonds and Dollars. Tries the Polly for the first time, but have a look at those recent draws. 12 of 16 it was drawn. 11 of 11, and was drawn 15 of 16. Now cracks a draw. 4 kg Appion, 54 kilograms. Merit ratings come down 72 to 61. Any worry is often a respiratory noise. We'll have to see how this one takes to the poly, but I like that. That's going to be my roughie. Diamonds and Dollars, number three, in the third race. Eye-catching, by the way, has the services of Anton Marcus. That should be thereabouts. Fourth race on the card. Secret Given, another wide-open race, and that is the order of the day, is quoted at 4-1. Now, number five, Fever, has excelled in the past over this course and distance. Dennis Bosch, Serena Mudley, and I think he's the one for me. 6.25 to 1 open, 6.67 to 1 went sevens with Hollywood, now into 6.25, just over 8 to 10, a placing. I do respect the favourite, though, Secret Giver, that weak favourite at 4 to 1 with Warren Kennedy in race number 4. Race 5, Phillies and Mares 75, Apprentice Handicap. Now you've got Sonetto, who is odds on at 8 to 10. drifted like a barge last time out, but won exceptionally well. That was a top-class performance from Zanetto. Merit rating has been upped because of that victory. Daughter of Silvano looks a very nice type in the making. So plenty of respect there, but a real roughie that I like possibly for a placing. 14.29 to one a win, 2 to 1 a place, is a horse called Big City Girl. That's a stable companion to High Flyby, who recently won the maiden very well. I think you can put a line through the last run. Also tries the Polly, but certainly I'd watch out for that one. 9, Big City Girl. I do like a bit of in race 5. 6th race on the card, 4 to 1. About Her Royal Majesty. Beckoning Beauty, 5 to 1. Magically is at 5 to 1. I think Magically will run well, yeah. Caden Brewer for Com Naidu. Cast a Shoe last time out. She races very often, though, but I do give her a chance. And then also Poppy of Bayou, who we liked last time out. That one very well. Poppy of Bayou came from the back of the field, mowed them all down. You got to respect that run. Race 7 on the card. I see One Too Many is the favourite at 3.33 to 1. Now, Wire Wire has been rested 79 days, has placed 2 from 2 after the rest in the past. Tries the Polly, fully taking on the boys, Hollywood Syndicate. Must like a little bit of that. Certainly respect Wire Wire in this race. The price of Wire Wire at the moment in race number 7 on the card, if I can get to that. Let's have a look there. 6.25 to 1. Grey Ocean we've gone for repeatedly. Grey Ocean looks a runner. We've given that one many chances. Grey Ocean is currently at 4.55 to 1. I'm going to pick another roughie possibly to run well. Yeah, a horse called Sir Pom is at 14.29 to 1 and just under 3 to 1 a place. Carries 60 kgs, drawn wide. But if you have a look, has met far stronger. Never far off them. I think you can ignore the last run. Well, obviously ignore the last run. Lost many lengths. And that will be my Shrewdy in race 7. Race 8 is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future Merit Rated 69 Apprentice Handicap. This is run over 1,400 metres. By the way, Hollywood has sponsored the Academy with millions. We thank them for that. And also bursaries worth hundreds of thousands for the apprentices. So looking after our future stars. Quite apt. The Hollywood Bets Bright Future Merit Rated 69. Apprentice Handicap. This horse last time out in cahoots won well. By the way, I want to say Joshua Solomons, in my book, is a damn good jockey. He's flying under the radar. He deserves plenty more chances. Last time out, he won on this horse in cahoots. They put the lights out too at 20 to 1 into 6 to 1. In cahoots is at 5 to 1. Big runner. And if you watch the show before, when it comes to KZN Racing, there's another one I'm going to mention because I've mentioned it umpteen times. Horse has got its own mind. Last time I was flying up from way back, made up a lot of ground, and that, of course, is Quest for the Best, who's at 10 to 1 a win and 22 to 10 a placing. That slide will come up in just a moment. It's a tricky day. Stand by for that slide because we are going to go with numerous roughies on the program. Hopefully we can get it right. I'll be back for the Western Cape. Lovely card on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you then. Enjoy, sunshines. Hit them hard.